we have a minute.
Okay.
I'd like to tell you all what Mark and I did. We went over to a city called Tavares, Florida. It's about 20 or 30 miles west of Orlando. And Michaela Gabbert was there. She was going around the country having mass baptisms. She baptized 854 people the weekend we were there.
Wow. It was amazing. Cold too.
And the water was cold. It was so cold.
Wow.
But this is what she does. God calls her and tells her where to go, where to show up at, and she and her family packed up, and now it's a whole caravan. They pack up and go across the country, baptizing people to save their souls.
Hallelujah.
It was just beautiful, and just the thought of it just gives me goosebumps.
It's amazing some of the callings that people receive.
Oh,
many
wow.
years ago, there was a retired United Methodist pastor that had a calling to take three crosses all around the country. One yellow, one blue, one, I don't know what color they were. And that was his ministry. And if you go by even today, some where they planted in some of the churches, the crosses are still there.
Oh, nice.
They're made out of telephone pole material.
Oh, nice.
So it's amazing how certain people receive a calling from God to do that. And then to be able to do it and stick with it. I admire her for doing that. So.
Well, I watched a video of her testimony. Her husband, and she had some serious medical issues back in 15. And lasted 4 years between now hospital surgeries for the wrong thing. And somewhere in all this, she says, Jesus reached out and took her hand. And said, here is what you're going to do with your life, the rest of your life. And that just flipped her from a wild child into doing this. It's like, at any time in our lives, this can happen.
Amen.
It's just
exactly
such
right.
a precious thought. Yeah. It's, oh.
And to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And obedience is really
yes.
it's amazing.